What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Making Room podcast, where we clear out the clutter and make more room for God to move in our lives. I've got a question for you to start off today's episode, and it's one that I want you to give some thought. How often do you experience Jesus outside of the church walls? And I'm not talking about when your church group goes to do an outreach somewhere. I'm talking about when you are outside of organized religion. How often would you say that you experience Jesus? I think this is a pretty important question to ask ourselves to gauge where we're at in our relationship with God, because it's quite possible that we are in church every Sunday and still don't have a deep relationship with Him. I mean, for that matter, it's possible that we preach every Sunday and we still don't have a deep relationship with Him. So I think it's really important that we ask ourselves these questions and think about it, because it's possible that we think we're really close to God, and God would say that we're not close to Him at all, right? He says of Israel, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." He says of people who cast out devils in His name and do healings in His name, that "depart from me, I never knew you." So it's not just important that we know who He is, but it's important that He knows who we are. For those of you that this is one of your first times listening to the Making Room podcast, my name is Paul Radke, and I grew up in church as a preacher's kid. My father was a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. My great-grandfather was a pastor. My aunts and uncles, most of them have been pastors or are pastors currently. So I've got a really long heritage of growing up and being a part of the church and its community. And from a child all the way into adulthood, I heard stories about Jesus. I was taught scripture. I knew a lot of scripture just from being around it so much. I mean, we were in church, I think, more than we were home. Between choir rehearsals and Bible studies and the services that we had, that at that time, it was not one service a week like many churches today. We had Sunday morning service, probably two of those, a Sunday night service, a Wednesday night service, Tuesday night Bible studies, Thursday night choir practice. I mean, we were in church all of the time. And even with all of that foundation of growing up in church and such a big heritage in ministry, I still ran away from God and what He wanted for me. I didn't want anything to do with the church. I didn't want anything to do with His calling. I was just done with the whole idea of all of it. Until one fateful day when He gave me an experience and an encounter with Him that I considered to be undeniable. I knew He was real. I knew He was speaking to me. I knew how much He loved me because I experienced Him in a way that I could no longer deny it. And even with all of that background in the church, and I would say I believed in Jesus for much of that time, I would say that I probably was not following Jesus up until I had an experience with Him that just rocked me to my core. I mean, it just completely changed my heart, changed my mind about so many things in an instant. And I think until I had that experience, I wasn't really following Him. I was more just kind of going along with what you do in church. I was just doing what church people do, lifting your hands like you do in worship, saying all the right things, using all the what we call Christianese, the Christian language of things. It's ingrained in me, so I still use a lot of it today. But until I had an experience with Him that was outside of all of that, it was outside of organized religion, it was outside of the church walls, it was outside of what people thought it should be like and how it should look. It was something that was so individually created just for me. It was an experience just for me, between me and God. Until I had that, I would not say that I was following Him. I was more following the outline of what you're supposed to do as a church kid. And if you asked me today when I started following Jesus, I wouldn't tell you that it was when, you know, how I grew up in church and how I accepted Him and believed in Him from an early age. I would tell you October 15th, 2018. Because that's the day that God began to give me an experience that unfolded over many weeks, but that was the beginning of it. It was on October 15th, 2018, that my worldview of who I thought I was, of what I thought other things were, I mean, just everything about my life began to change at that moment. I refused to ever become a pastor. And when people would ask me, are you going to preach? I was like, absolutely the hell not. I mean, I was very clear about never wanting to do it. And then in one instant, in one moment, God showed up and completely changed my heart. And so I am really big on experiencing Jesus outside of organized religion. I think until we experience him outside of the church walls, then we've only gotten a small portion of who he is. We've only gotten a small taste. And it might be the real thing, and we might believe in the real Jesus, and we might actually have had experiences with him in the church, but until we start to see him outside of the church, we are only getting such a small fraction of what he has available to us. Let's just think about it in kind of the realm of time. Even if you're a dedicated churchgoer, you're probably only in church between, what, 2 and 4 hours a week? There are 168 hours every week. And so if we are only experiencing Jesus in 2 to 4 hours, and that's probably being generous for most of us, I don't even know if I'm in church 2 to 4 hours a week, and I preach pretty often. If we are only experiencing him in that realm of time, that amount of time, then how many hours are we going through life without the Jesus that we claim to believe in? Without the Jesus that we claim to be Lord and Savior, how are we going through so much of our week without experiencing him if we have chosen to follow him? Since leaving pastoring earlier this year, I've still continued to preach probably 2 times a month at minimum. I'm pretty consistent in church. And so if you look at my schedule on Facebook or something like that, and you see where I'm going to be speaking, and you show up every Sunday that I'm speaking, and we see one another, then we'll know one another, right? We'll have some sort of relationship with one another. But if we spent the same amount of time together outside of the church building, let's say we go to dinner for 2 hours every week, right? Every Tuesday night, we go to dinner together. Do you think you would know me best by seeing me on Sunday for 2 hours where I'm ministering? Or do you think you would know me best by having dinner with me for 2 hours every week? I think we could all agree that you would know me best if we had dinner together 2 hours every week, because that's where you would find out the most about me. It's where you would learn about me not just in one context of who I am, but you'd learn to see me across multiple contexts. You'd hear what I had to say about more than just God, but you'd hear what I'd had to say about life and the things that I'd been through and my perspective on those things. And I'd hear the same things about you. And we would know one another at a far more deep level if we had dinner together than if you just saw me every Sunday morning. And many of us are only experiencing Jesus on a Sunday morning, and we are missing out on such a deeper connection with him because we only understand who he is in the context of seeing him inside the church building. We only understand seeing him and identifying him when we see the ways in which we are used to seeing him show up, right? Somebody gets slain in the spirit, somebody speaking in tongues, somebody has their face on the altar crying out to God, somebody is leading in worship, somebody sharing a sermon. We understand all of these contexts and how Jesus shows up in them. But if we don't learn to identify him outside of the church building, we are missing out on millions of ways to experience Jesus. A few days ago, Madison and I were in the grocery store walking around, getting some stuff. We've just had some cooler weather come in, which we are loving. And so we wanted to make soup because I don't eat soup in the summer. I don't know how y'all do that. It's too hot, especially this past summer where it was in the hundreds of degrees every week. I can't do that. So I wait till the winter to have soup. So we're excited about the cool front. We're going through the grocery store. We're getting all the ingredients that we need. And we run into this person that I know from somewhere. I cannot place them. I can't remember where I know them from. I can't remember their name. I can't remember anything about their lives. I just know that their face looks familiar. And Madison greets them and they have a little small talk and I wave and say hello. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I know you, but I don't know how or where. And so we get through with the little small talk conversation and we're walking off and I'm talking to Madison about who this person was. And it hits me, oh, that's where I know them from. And as soon as I remembered the context of where I knew them from, all the other information came flooding back. Their name came flooding back. Little bits about their life came flooding back. I all of a sudden remembered who they were because I remembered the context in which I knew them. And it's possible that we are seeing Jesus so many times throughout our day, so many times throughout our week, but we haven't learned the context of identifying him outside of the church walls. We haven't understood what he looks like when he's not a pastor up on the platform preaching, or a worship leader leading in worship, or somebody crying out to him at the altar. We've missed out on seeing Jesus and experiencing him so many hours within our week because we have relegated him and put him in a box and are only used to seeing him in the context of within the church walls. And until we learn to identify what he looks like outside of the church building, we will never really experience the fullness of what he has to offer. I know that having worship nights and having prayer meetings and hearing a good sermon are all great ways to connect with God. I'm not belittling them. All I'm saying is that it's only one aspect of who God is. And until we can learn to identify him in other aspects of who he is, of what he looks like in the grocery store, of what he looks like at our job, of what he looks like at our house, until we can begin to identify who he is other places outside of the church building, we will be missing out on the fullness that Jesus has available to us. He has so much to offer us. He doesn't want to be involved in just a couple of hours a week. He wants to be involved in 168 hours a week. He wants to be involved even while we're sleeping. He wants to give us dreams. He wants to give us visions. He wants to communicate with us at all times. And while we make the effort to get outside of our comfort zone, get outside of the box of where we're used to seeing him, and learn to identify him in other places, will we learn to identify him in the eyes of a stranger or in the eyes of a family member? Will we learn to identify him in the eyes of someone who has brutally done something to hurt us? I mean, they've just wounded us to our core. Can we still find Jesus in that relationship? If you read through the Gospels, then you will notice that Jesus was most often experienced outside of the temple and outside of the synagogue. He was most often experienced traveling between locations, out in a field somewhere, at someone's home, in a boat. He was just experienced so many other places than just the synagogue or just the temple. And so if you went to find him in a synagogue or the temple, it was there that you often found him to be most controversial because he just rattled the religious people's cages. But also, that's where he could least often be found. He was most often found everywhere else. And are we looking for Jesus only where we can identify him in context, or have we learned to identify him outside of where we expect to see him? Have we learned to identify Jesus in the field, in the boat, at the house, at the job, at the grocery store, on the street? Have we learned to identify him and find him at the places where he is most commonly found? Because Jesus is found everywhere else more than he's found in the church. That might be where you're used to seeing him, because you know if you show up on a Sunday, you're going to hear a good message, you're going to hear some good worship music, and you know you can find him there. But that is the one small aspect of who he is. And do you want to experience every aspect of who he is? Because if you do want to follow Jesus out into the unknown, you've got to get uncomfortable, and you've got to start finding him in places where you don't expect to see him. When you start looking for him in other places, you'll find him there. When you start looking for him at your job, you're going to find him there. You may not like what he has to say, but you're going to find him there. You may not like what he has to say when you find him on the street, but I promise you that what he says on the street will be far more impactful than what he says sitting in the pew. Because what he says in the street and you respond to will have far more impact on the world around you. I mean, how many generations have we gone of people hearing from God in the pew and then going outside of the church and doing none of what they heard, right? They hear that Jesus says forgive, but they go outside of the church and they're the most bitter, resentful people you'll ever meet in your life. Until what Jesus says to you affects you in a way that transforms you outside of the church, then you're not really following him. You're just playing the game. You're not really following Jesus until you follow him right outside the church doors and do the things he taught us to do. So as you go through your week, I want you to start looking for Jesus in places where you're not used to seeing him. It may be in the middle of arguments. It may be in situations that you find extremely stressful. It may be in common places like the grocery store. But when you start looking for him in these places, you're going to find him. And when you find him outside of the church walls, it's going to transform your whole world. All of a sudden, Jesus is not somebody that's just experienced on Sunday morning or Wednesday night. He's experienced 24/7. Wherever you go, you can experience him. Because wherever you are, that's where he is. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you all for taking the time to listen to this podcast each week. If you found any value in today's episode, do me a favor and share it with somebody who may need to hear it. I love you all, and I look forward to being with you again next week as we continue Making Room.